The U.S. Supreme Court has heard opening arguments in a workplace religious discrimination case. The justices are considering whether a clothing store can deny employment to someone for wearing a religious head covering. 7 years ago, Samantha Eloff sought employment with the clothing store company Abercrombie and Fitch. At the same time, she was a 17-year-old with a love of fashion. She seemed the perfect candidate for the job. Miss Eloff went to her job interview wearing a religious head covering called a hijab. She says she was denied employment because of it. Eric Baxter is a lawyer with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. He is leading the legal action in support of Ms. Eloff.
She could not remove her headscarf for a job interview without remaining true to herself, and Abercrombie refused to hire her because she was true to her religious beliefs.
Abercrombie and Fitch says it did not object to Samantha Eloff's headscarf for religious reasons. It says the headscarf does not meet the company's dress code for employees. Zainab Chaudhry went to the Supreme Court to support Ms. Eloff. She says she understands the difficulties of wearing a headscarf.
You never know if, you know, the reason that you aren't hired for a job is because of the hijab versus something else. I have had prospective employers ask me questions about my faith, about my background.
Yolanda Rondon is a lawyer with the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. She says if the court rules in favor of the company, it could permit all employers to discriminate against people of any faith.
They'll be able to not hire persons they perceive of a religious faith they do not like or does not promote their brand image.
The Supreme Court will rule on the case in May. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story. Symbol, noun, an action, object, event, etc. that expresses or represents a particular idea or quality. Dress code, noun, a set of rules about what clothing may and may not be worn at a school, office, job, etc. Implication, noun, a possible future effect or result. Perceive, verb, to notice or become aware of something. Promote, verb, to make something more popular, well-known, etc.